Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Whoop Daily Quiz. Whoop Daily Quiz.
Lockie Whittle, welcome.
Brooke, great to be here. Happy Wednesday, middle of the week. Love it.
Oh, so close to Christmas. Are you organised?
No. But I'm never organised, so what does it matter?
Is anyone ever organised?
No, they're not. So don't try and be. Just embrace it. Live with it. That's how I roll.
Yeah, that's it. It's how you got to do it.
You go.
No, I was going to say, well, we're doing the daily quiz today. I do want to forewarn you, we've been doing awfully at this. I'll get you to test me and hopefully, I don't know, maybe your fresh set of eyes will change something.
We're doing planets today.
Oh.
And no, we're not doing star signs.
Oh, well, I'm out.
We're not doing, you know, Libras and Capricorns and Taurus and that sort of stuff today. We save that for someone else. Now, let's get into it. Which other planet in the solar system is Venus closest to in terms of size? Earth, Mars, Mercury, or Neptune?
I'm really bad with planets. Really bad. Would you know the answer to this question?
I'd take a stab at one of them.
All right. I'm going to say Earth. Let's go with Earth.
I'm not going to answer this, but I know Mars is a biggie.
Okay.
So I'd almost say that. But all right, you want to go Earth?
Let's go Earth. Lock it in.
You're right. It is Earth.
Yes. Nice.
How long does it take Venus to orbit the Sun in Earth days? 124.7 days, 224.7 days, 324.7 days, or 424.7 days?
They're very specific.
They are.
I wouldn't have a clue. Let's just go in the middle, 324.7 days.
324, yeah. So just shorter than a calendar year?
Yeah.
Nah, 224.
Oh, man.
By what name did the ancient Greeks know Venus as the morning star? Eras, Kairos, Phosphorus, or Zeus?
Isn't Phosphorus an element on the periodic table?
It is. Great fertiliser for your garden, bit of NPK.
Fun fact for you there.
Yeah.
By what name?
Don't put it on native plants, though. It won't be good for native plants. A lot of phosphorus isn't good for native plants.
Oh, good to know. Because
Winnell's top gardening tips.
I'll have to get you a segment on the show, Lockie.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Look, I'm going to say Cronus, whatever that was.
Cronus, yeah.
Yes.
Cronus.
Sounds good.
I think that's a type of beer as well.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nah, it's phosphorus,
oh,
actually.
No.
It is the fertiliser.
After all that. Okay.
When did the first spacecraft to soft land on another planet, the Vera 7, land on Venus? Oh, okay, so it was called the Venera 7. It landed on Venus. 1965, 1970, 1975, 1980. It's obviously a soft landing. It's not just like a rocket they just sent there and it never came back.
Right, okay.
Saying that, I don't think this one came back, but it softly landed.
Well, I don't know. That's a tricky one. So, 69, we went to the moon, didn't we?
Yes, that's how you base things on this.
I would have said it would be after that. Let's go 75.
Venus. All right, 75. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. No, it was 70.
Oh.
Wow, so they were like going to the moon and going to Venus at the same time.
Same time, not bad.
Bit going on at NASA. Which gas makes up 96.5% of Venus' atmosphere?
Oh.
Carbon dioxide, chlorine dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, or sulfur dioxide?
They all sound pretty nasty. Like, you wouldn't want to breathe that.
Well, carbon dioxide's, yeah, we know that.
Yep. Look, maybe sulfur dioxide? It just seems something that would be floating around a planet.
Could be.
Lock it in.
Nah, it's carbon dioxide.
Oh, no. 1 out of 5.
Yeah, not good. 1 out of 5.
Yeah, well.
Terrible way. Terrible Wednesday quiz.
That was awful.
But hey, your loss is the Riverlands game.
That's exactly right. And do let us know how you did, Lockie. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.